Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha. Happy Aloha Friday. Welcome to Talking Pictures with Paul Booth. As always, I'm your host. I will be guiding you through the wonderful journey that is cinema. We love what we do beyond belief, so we love that we get to do Newport Beach Film Festival episodes. They were a big part of why we do this and how we've come about. So we always thank Corey and Todd and Casey and friends that we know there. This one came to us. We saw in the program a tough film. This, there's films out there that are tough, but you have to watch them. You have to talk about them. This is The S Word, which is a documentary about suicide. And there, right here in their press kit, it says, the word suicide brings conversations to a halt and evokes primal fears of the darkest of all human experiences. Speaking the word itself is not the problem. It's the silence that so often follows. This film followed multiple people who had attempted or who had been with people who had attempted and were obviously survivors. And, it's tough with these documentaries because to say, oh, it's so great, it's so good, it's not like you're celebrating the topic. These documentaries sometimes can be very one-sided, leaning towards that it's not a problem, forgetting the we all face mental issues to some degree. Some people get very judgmental. They'll say, oh, suicide's a cheap way out. Oh, you're not respecting life. Oh, and again, all opinions in this podcast are of the show and myself. They don't reflect Newport Beach Film Festival or the filmmakers. I've known a couple people who have attempted and this is not all to get attention. They like to say they're going to, but then they get in a car wreck, they almost die, and they won't. And so this film really, first of all, it was just well made. And I really want to say kudos to the filmmakers of the award-winning Two Minds. This is their new documentary. And I'm going to be reading some stuff from a press kit here, so it will sound a little bit, I don't mean for it to sound like I'm reading something. The filmmakers had a goal here to open conversation, reduce the shame and silence, and strive towards prevention of the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. Now, one of the up there leading causes is drunk drivers, and I've had my drunk driver hit me as a pedestrian and in a car, so I know what it's like to have a brush with death. And I've known a few people who have been through this, so it's very hard. But sometimes I enjoy that about a film. I like when a film makes me think. I like when a film makes anyone think. We all need to laugh. We all need to get out there and escape. But sometimes film is the place where we should go to open up tough conversations. I think the thing I like the most about film is that it can bring someone from Germany, New York, Hawaii, California, Vancouver, and can bring them into the same place just by being a work of art and a film. I want you guys to check out www.thesswordmovie.com. That's all one word. In the U.S. alone, 44,000 people die each year from suicide. Someone dies every 13 minutes in the U.S., and it's the second leading cause of death for Americans aged 10 to 34. Now, of course, we also get into the bullying of suicide. People, we've had that epidemic arise in the last few years. People who kill themselves because they're gay and their father won't accept them. This sticks with suicide as what it is. So there's people that, I have an uncle I don't talk to. I don't even like saying he's my uncle, who uses the N-word and says to his daughter, oh, you're not my daughter anymore if you ever talk to a black guy. And I know how that can weigh on people. And I have a friend who's had people kill themselves because they were gay and their family wouldn't accept them. And I guess that's just for another time. But this is what the importance of the film was, from director Lisa Klein and the producer, supervising editor, Doug Blush. Pardon me if I pronounced that wrong. I want to just commend these filmmakers because I'm a filmmaker myself, and one of the reasons why I don't direct more is because I could only make a film that stirs the pot and gets people talking about something. I'm not interested in making films that aren't like this. If you're going to pour years of your life into something, in my opinion, it's like use that platform for veterans or homelessness or AIDS or something. So right off the bat, I knew I was going to enjoy this film, and I appreciate that I got to see a screener. A severe back injury had me down, and I was unable to attend the screening. There was two screenings. I believe they might have added a third, but I'm not sure. And excuse me, playing at Newport Beach, right there tells you it's going to be a great film. So, you know, I really just basically, me reviewing this film, just the importance is to get the word out. You know, saying editing was great or pacing was great. Obviously, the people who told their stories were so brave. I don't think I could tell this story if I had ever tried to kill myself. There was just so much love and bravery in this film and care for humanity, which I really think we're lacking right now in the world. I'm not going to get on my soapbox, but I think at the end of the day, we really just need to have compassion. Like that great quote from Carlos Santana, weapons of mass compassion is what we need in this world. And so I guess all I can really do is say that this is a wonderful film. I hope that it reaches as many people as possible. To the filmmakers, you guys did an outstanding job. And sometimes films come along where breaking them down and dissecting them and picking them apart and reviewing them in the standard way would just be taking away from what the film was and the power. Because the point is, we need to have more compassion. We need to help those that are in need. We need to care more so people don't lead to feeling like they don't belong on this earth. They're given this gift. And that's not in a derogatory way. So again, the swordmovie.com. Again, there was another film I saw at Newport where my review was, I'm a motor mouth and it makes me speechless. So I just want to say to the filmmakers, for me to have not much to say is kind of like the Oscar of talking, because we have a show called Talking Pictures that's born out of me being a motor mouth, especially about films. So I just wanted to say thank you for this moment of grace that you gave the show. And I hope this goes on to just meet all of your goals. And I don't mean in awards or film festivals or all that. I just truly hope, you know, that, I mean, this is, yeah. And yeah, that's all I can really say. I wish it all the best. The show's behind it. Talking Pictures. We thank you. And we thank Newport Beach. I'm sorry that this sounds empty, but this is a fantastic film, everyone. Please put it on your list. The S Word, obviously not a date night movie. Obviously not a first time you've met a girl or guy, say, let's go see this. But it's important. The S Word Movie, all one word, .com. We need to check it out. We need to talk about this. And we need to have open, free, loving debate without judgment. So that's going to do it for me. Again, happy Aloha Friday. Thank you to Newport Beach for always providing us with top-notch films to talk about or laugh or cry or just whatever it is. We always get our fill of enjoyment at Newport Beach. That's going to do it for me. I wish everyone peace and love. And as always, whether it's morning, afternoon, night, or whatever other time of day you can find, make sure and watch a good movie.